Hello, my name is Emily Willifield. I'm 13 years old. I will be interviewing Amy Jones. Amy Jones is a singer and songwriter from Paul. Her debut single, Sunrise, was released in October 2016. She's also known for her tracks Burn and Forget the Day. She has performed with Matthew Gold, Vicky Sampson, and Mikasa, just to name a few. And 2 weeks back, we were jamming on her song, Dance on My Own. Welcome to Artix Radio, Amy. How are you?
Hi, I am very well, thank you. And it's really good to be on RX Radio.
I've mentioned quite a bit about you in the introduction. Is there anything else you would like to add?
Well, I also won an award in 2018 for Best EDM Track of the Year for the song You and Me. And it's been onwards and upwards ever since then.
How did you start in the music industry?
How I started in the music industry was a simple step in faith. And I basically went to Idols a few years ago. I went 4 times because I just believed I was meant to be on that stage. And after that, I kept singing. I never stopped. I never gave up. And 4 years ago, I met Lee Wilcock and we started a company together called Gyro Productions. And that's how it all started for me, and it's been an incredible journey so far.
Do you still remember the first song you ever wrote? What was it about?
Well, the very first song that I wrote was called To Change the World. I was 16 years old at the time, and I remember that moment because I just came out of my Idols audition. That was the very first time that I went, and I believed, you know, I was meant for the stage, I was meant to be the superstar. I even had my braces removed earlier, and I didn't make it. And I was very, very laid down. But then I realized, you know, I was aiming to be the star, but I was actually forgetting in the meantime that I'm still special. And that's how I wrote the song called To Change the World, that we all are meant to change the world, even if it means one life at a time. And even if it means doing what you are doing, you know, and not comparing yourself to someone else's journey.
What was the inspiration behind your new song, Imagine?
My new song that is out called Imagine, featuring Don Vino, was based on how we love as humans, you know. And if you know me personally, I am all about love, and I am constantly in check with myself, with how I'm loving others and how I'm also loving myself. And, you know, there's a verse in the Bible that says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And I think there's no other way to say it, but imagine is basically based on that. You know, imagine to be loved by the way you love. So are you loving well? And the amount of love you are giving, if someone had to give that same amount back, would you be happy with that love? So that is basically what the song is about, and it's really cool to be able to you know, touch lives with words and melodies and song.
How has the COVID-19 pandemic impact on your overall creativity?
COVID-19 definitely had such a positive influence on my creativity. I'm a very determined person, and I don't allow anything to get in my way, or, you know, to hold me back from what I know I'm supposed to be doing. So I use this time during lockdown to sit with myself and just to also get some introspection and write what was on my heart, and also, you know, find out how my friends are doing. And as a singer-songwriter, I get to also write from other people's perspective, and that's what I did during lockdown, so it really, really helped me a lot.
What have been some of the challenges you have faced as a musician?
Some of the challenges that I have faced as a musician, and also being a female artist, I think is to be taken seriously. You kind of have to really work hard before everybody just, you know, believes in you, and they they really take you seriously. I know when I started out with my first song, everybody was just like, oh, yay, well done. But you could sense that they don't really think that you're going to make it. Even though I knew and I believed with all my heart, you know, that I was meant to be doing music and being known as not just a singer, but a songwriter. And now today with Imagine being out, you know, it's, I think it's the 9th song that's out of mine. And to have people be on board, to have people believe in it as much as I do now is beautiful. So that was one of the challenges, you know, having people believe in you as much as you believe in yourself. But I also do believe that if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will, you know, so you have to believe in yourself first. So that's a very important life lesson to know and to just go with it. With everything that you have is to believe what God has put on your heart and to run with that.
This interview is part of the RX Radio PAR program. If there's a child in PAR listening and they want to pursue music just like you, what words of encouragement would you share with them?
Wow, it's so cool to be part of this program on RX Radio. But if there's a PAR student or, you know, a little kid in PAR listening to this right now, my words of advice and also encouragement would be to just keep on keeping on and not to give up and not to allow voices from the outside to determine where you're meant to be going. And if you have a passion for something, then go with it with all your heart and don't back down from it. And stay motivated, stay focused, and just also remember to have fun.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Anything else I'd like to add is just to give thanks and say thank you to everyone who has been supporting my music, who has been part of my journey. I can't do what I do without you, so thank you so much for following my social media pages. And if you're not following me, please follow me on Instagram, Twitter, AmyJones04, and on Facebook, Amy Jones fan page. And I look forward to seeing you at my live shows, and I hope that my music will continue to inspire you.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.